So our, you know, when I use first, second, and third stage, roughly what I mean. So this world is a first stage world at best. I mean, there's little pockets, but most of this world is, people are just trying to achieve the first stage, actually. It's mostly, you know, tooth and claw. But the sacred dimension of life, the third stage of life, the depth of life, the place you go sexually, it's inappropriate to share that in the world, like I said, most of the time, because from the first stage, they're going to misinterpret that constantly. Even what we've done here, well, several people have left. I mean, even what we do here, if we did it in the downtown, I don't know, we might be arrested. I mean, but it's all love, but it's not part of the first stage. So it's, you know, so there are some people born with the karmas of, and I'm, you know, I'm not saying this literally, but someone, I don't know who Jesus Christ was exactly, but he was someone who put love into the world and was killed for it, let's put it that way. That's what happens when you put third stage love in a first stage world, that first stage people have to crucify you. In the same way we've been talking about, like, it's too threatening, they feel like they'll die if they love. So all these no's we're talking about are pretty minor no's compared to the people who killed Jesus, let's say. So when you are in the world in a loving, soft, tender, vulnerable place, which I'm assuming you go to sometimes in sex, it would be pretty not frequent, I would guess, where the world would be the right place to open as much as you do sexually. Maybe with your partner, maybe with men, women, friends, maybe with family, maybe, I don't know, you know, so certain things. And then in public, it's a game, basically, and it's the game of surviving at that level of consciousness. So the more expansive your consciousness, the more you're playing a game, because it's ridiculous how most people live. And so if you want to be a Jesus type, like if your karma is to go into the world and say, you don't need to live that way, people, go for it. Expect crucifixion of one form or another. And that is some people's karmas. So I wouldn't want to prevent you from sacrificing your life for the sake of love in that way, that particular way. We're all sacrificing our life for love, but in that particular way. It's not my particular karma. I kind of like to hide. I mean, I like to give everything I can give and do it the next day. So I love being invisible. I love blending in. I love nobody knowing shit, because I know what happens when they do. And you do too. That's why you hide it. So there's a part of you that's wise, that knows that if you displayed the openness you do in sex in the world, well, you'd be slimed, you'd be attacked, and it wouldn't help other people. So that part of you I want to commend. You have a sensitive heart that's aware it's not appropriate to share that a lot. Now there's another part of you that is, like everyone has been talking about, is holding back, like all of us. That's not just pure wisdom, but a bit of a fear in there. That's the part to feel constantly, to feel like, how do I love this through this fear? How do I love in the midst of this fear? The thing in your body is, how do I say this? So this is I'm trying to put words on a bodily feeling. So I'm going to put it in my words, but they're going to be masculine. It's the only way I could do it. Ooh. When I'm invisible without stress, the feeling is total equilibrium. Like, there's no feeling, like I'm walking through space, but it's almost like there's no boundary between my body and space. It's just nothing. When I'm fucking the world when I'm showing my masculine power like you would show your feminine power. There's a feeling of actually confronting a resistant and working it. It has an active feeling of penetration, of like entering something. So I have the choice to have boundary-free invisibility or penetration. And I could judge on how that's affecting the people there. I could do a quick sentence, and if everyone goes, nothing, better to be invisible. So you need to discriminate between when you're holding back, pressing your love into the world, and when you're simply relaxedly invisible. So if your heart is relaxed and your body is relaxed and you're not particularly out there, that's probably good. That's probably you, it's the right, you know, it's just not the right time, and your wisdom is saying, you know, just flow. Just the other feeling though is there's something going on and you have an urge to, you know, I don't want to use mine because it's a masculine version, but you have an urge to interact with it somehow, to love that. You know, something's going on. The masculine feeling is something's wrong, I have to fix. That's probably not your feeling, but your feeling is probably there's a block of love, something has to happen. That's worth leaning into. So you, if love isn't happening in some moment, and then that's a good thing to lean into. That means you're holding back your love. I'm trying to put words on something, this is so difficult. So if the feeling in the, so you're in the world and you notice you're not saying anything, you're not doing anything, you're not, you're going, am I showing up? Is this fear? The question is this fear or is this wisdom? If you're relaxed and transparent to the world, it's wisdom. So don't even question it. But if there's like a feeling of, that's not wisdom. That's, you're not feeling the divinity of the moment. You think something has to be done to make it divine. The feminine always thinks something has to be done, meaning there has to be more love. And that's the beginning of your delusory moment. So now you get involved in the drama of somehow increasing the love. And meanwhile, that drama is the thing that's ignoring the love. I hope that made sense. That's a summary of the entire workshop. So what growth is you just notice the patterns that are avoiding the love, but they're avoiding the love in the present. There is love in the present, or you couldn't avoid it. So all the resistance you feel is because love is trying to fuck you now. So when I was here yesterday, you know, breathe, 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 I wasn't actually fucking you or something like that. But the air, I mean, you were opening and being fucked by the same thing that's around you now. The only difference is I haven't taken several minutes to prepare you to be fucked. I'm the cosmic fluffer. I don't know what you would, so you need, so I haven't prepared you, but you could prepare yourself. So what the third stage is sitting here in this moment for you, being fucked essentially like you were last night, let's say, but if you're in a social situation where you can't be going, or whatever one was doing, it's the same thing inside. So you're sitting there being fucked, you're cultivating it inside. When can you show it? Like I say, with your husband, with your, some girlfriends could probably handle it, you know, like, but not many other people. You don't go to the cashier, you know, like, you know, I mean, that's wisdom, you know, you don't. But right now you have access to exactly what you had access to in that exercise. That's why we did the exercise. So you could see, you could be that in relationship to the moment right now. You are that in the relationship to the moment. You're just knowing it to some degree. Some of that's your resistance and some of that's wisdom's.